we're here now with Jacob Lazar, who went to go and see Grupo Corpo dance event last week. So, yeah, how was it?
Well, hi, Autumn.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Well, actually, as it turned out, I went to the Hippodrome in Birmingham to see Grupo Corpo, which is a Brazilian dance company. They're touring around the continent right now, around Europe as well as the UK. And they came to Birmingham and performed actually three pieces. Yeah, they call it pieces. They call it dance pieces. Now, the group, the dance company, is originally from Belo Horizonte, from Minas Gerais, in the state of Minas Gerais in Brazil.
Accent. I know. I wish I could say those words.
Yes. I was like, Grupo Corpo.
And, well, actually, I mean, the people, the dancers, they were all from different backgrounds, I have the feeling, and they were very, very talented. You could see that they were actually very talented dancers. However, the actual performance somehow missed a wow factor for me. There was nothing really exciting or exceptional about the dances themselves. You could see that the dancers were amazing. The movements that they were able to do were incredible. However, the choreography was just missing the certain extra, there was something that was not there. So the whole piece, the first piece was Sem Mim, which means without me. And basically, it's about the sea that carries away and brings back the lover, the friend, and gives life to the movement of the Sem Mim piece. It's a ballet. It's a ballet piece with music from Carlos Núñez, who is from Galician background in Spain, and he plays the flute, and the music is phenomenal in this piece. So the music is a separate part, and also music from Zé Miguel Wisnik, which is a celebrated Brazilian instrumentalist. Now this piece had medieval elements, and the music was absolutely fantastic. However, as I said before, the movements were just not spectacular. In the second part, there was a piece called Parabelo, and this, on the other hand, was inspired strongly by the Brazilian Northeast. And the Brazilian Northeast is very cultural and very has a lot of Afro-Latin influence, and this Afro-Latin influence influenced this piece tremendously. However, again, the movements were not very spectacular. They overly tried to avoid any cliche of Brazil. So they tried not to dance too much samba. They tried not to dance too much forró, which is a musical dance from the north. And so it was a bit, it was just a bit like, whatever. I don't know what they're just gonna dance. And they were dancing some weird movements.
So there was no like X factor about it?
There was no X factor. There wasn't like some kind of Latin dance passion that you would expect. It doesn't have to be there, a Latin dance passion. However, it was just, that was something that was kind of missing from this performance.
Yeah, so what was your impression of the dance choreography itself? Just repetitive?
It was very repetitive. You could see the dancers swinging their heads back and forth and back and forth, which was quite irritating after a while. it was incredible to see these heads, you know, throwing themselves back and forth, back and forth. Interesting to see at the beginning, but after a while, repetitive. The music was a completely different part. The music was really cool, the first part. It was very instrumental, with a beautiful Galician flute playing in the background. But in the second part, they were trying to be more artistic and more artsy in some way, I have the feeling. And so you had some songs designed to stir you up. So, for example, you had a song with kind of a saw wood, which was, you know, creaking and scratching, and it was just uncomfortable to listen to. And it was just going on for like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and you know, you just sit there and like, oh, I don't want to leave the seat. I can't take this sound anymore, you know. But, you know, that was the performance.
Yeah. So you are the host of Ritmo Caliente. I hope I said that right.
You said that.
On BNFM. So You said the music was interesting for you.
For me, being such a Latin music aficionado, for me it was very interesting, the music, because the first part, as I said, it had some kind of Spanish background as well. The second part being very influenced by the northeast of Brazil. So in the northeast of Brazil, they have a dance called Baião, which is a Afro-Latin dance, originating dance, and it's very, very popular in the north. And it's with a lot of percussion, and it's beautiful with an accordion. But only a few songs were actually Baião style, so to say. So in that sense, it was a bit, it was quite disappointing, the second part.
But the first part was good.
The first part was, I think, musically much better than the second part. But the music was, I think, was by playback, so it wasn't even performed live on stage.
And you were saying before as well, before we went on air, that they received maybe quite bad reviews from the tour that they're doing as a company. Is that?
Yeah. Well, I did research after the show, and from the reviews that I think they're going on this tour right now, and I think I found some reviews, for example, from The Guardian. This one lady, who I forgot the name of, she wrote a review with 2 stars out of 5.
How many would you give it?
I would also give it about two stars, maybe 2.5, because I thought the music was really nice, and I think that the ability of the dancers was actually really, really incredible.
So would you recommend it to people?
Well, if the group comes and performs, I would recommend it for just to see a different part of Brazil, because all you hear in the media is just, you know, Rio, Olympics. Samba, Olympics, beach, and that's just not entire Brazil. You know, that's a tiny fraction of what the country is. So if the group comes to the place where you are at, I think I would recommend it. If not, then it's okay.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a very in-depth review.
Yeah, I was there. It's great. I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show, Jake.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, was that just a one-off performance, so people can't catch it?
That was a one-off performance.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.